Greetings, men. Some of you already know me. I am Field Marshal Drell, and I speak for the Council. What happens within this chamber must remain classified for the rest of your lives. We are facing the gravest crisis in our race's history. If even a suggestion of the truth was known by the enemy, it may well cause our final defeat. Do you understand?
Sir!
Good. The first inferences of the peril now facing us began 2 years ago, with our defeat in the Yakwast system. That system should have been ours for the taking! When our army came back, we court-martialed every other soldier, trying to find out what had happened, only to receive a dreary account of false assumptions, incompetence, and second-rate combat skills. Yes! That's what we said. Second-rate. The troops were executed, and their bodies recycled into worthier forces. That was probably our first mistake. Or maybe by then it was already too late. After Yakwast and its aftermath, the Council have been running a secret operation within the forces, monitoring the performance levels of you all, trying to detect any patterns of weakness that emerged. It was difficult. We have had to sacrifice our natural pride in our race to see clearly. The evidence is now unmistakable. Men, the cloning process is failing. I find it as disturbing as you, but the facts cannot be ignored. Our hatching tanks are producing increasingly inferior soldiers because our refining technology can no longer cope with the degradation of the master template. The DNA of General Sontar has become irretrievably corrupt after centuries of use and replication. There is only one course of action open for us. Create a new master template based on our greatest living warrior.
Equal to Sontar!
None of us. Yet the Council must choose. It is a grave responsibility. Literally, the successor will hold the future of our race and, even more importantly, the war in their hands. This is why you 12 soldiers have been brought before us. At first, it seemed logical to use the DNA of one of the Council, since they have proven themselves many times. Regrettably, though their hearts are pure, their bodies are too infirm, too damaged to be completely reliable. We cannot take that risk.
How will the selection be made? A trial by combat?
That is too crude a method. The successor must excel in every discipline. Each soldier here has proven themselves in many battles. Your courage, tactical brilliance, endurance, initiative, and loyalty are beyond question. The Council will study each of you in turn, submit you to further challenges, and yes, personal combat as well. But we do not have the luxury of time. Every day our hatching tanks remain inoperative, our forces are diminished. If we delay too long, there is a chance our hated foes may guess the truth themselves. Yet we will overcome this, for battle and glory.
For battle and glory!
You will be brought back here soon for further questioning. Dismissed.
Sir!